Today is the season one finale of A Toast to Our Owls. This episode will highlight all of the lessons my season one guests have shared with me. As I wrap up season one and prepare for season two, make sure you're following my Instagram at Podcast with Libby for updates. And if you're listening to this on the release date, October 22nd, I have posted some questions on my Instagram regarding season one, and that will help me prepare for the next season. So if you want to head over to my Instagram at Podcast with Libby, just leave me your feedback there. And if you or someone you know is interested in sitting down with me for the next season of A Toast to Our Owls and wants to share their story, make sure to get a hold of me at my Instagram at Podcast with Libby. And finally, thank you for those who have reached out and supported me through the season one journey. That's what kept me going. This podcast is something that just started out as an idea in my head and has not only helped me now, but has helped others. So thank you again, and I can't wait for what season two of A Toast to Our Owls has in store.
Oh, what did you learn from that mistake or that situation?
I would say just always be myself, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it's going to hurt other people. Like, obviously, I don't want to hurt other people, but I'm not going to do anything that I want to hurt other people. But I'm just going to do what I think is right for me. And
yeah.
Yeah, so if that means, like, moving.
I respect that.
Yeah. Thanks. If that means moving somewhere and that means just, like, leaving people behind, then I guess that's what I have to do.
Like, get hard on yourself seeing someone else and you're like, they're better than me, or... Do you compare?
That is kind of hard. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do compare.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when you're in the class for the first time and you see, like, in my classes now, I've been in class with these people, like, some of these people, and yeah. I know, like, they're good.
Right.
Based off, like, the first class I was in. But yeah, it is kind of hard, like, seeing them because I'm like, dang, that's, like, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's really good. And but it just helps me, like, it pushes me more, like,
to
see that. And I'm like, I could, like, I know, like, when I see people's work, I'm like, I know I can make that, like, I know I can
be that
really
good.
So yeah, and then I try to be that good, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but
that's
when
good.
Works, it's good.
I mean, that's good that you're not letting it, like, affect your own art, you know.
One of the biggest things, I think that's a thing that happens to everyone, though. Like, something bad will happen to them, and you get so frustrated, and, like, for the mm-hmm. next, like, 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, 2 months later, you'll look back at it, and
yeah.
be like, oh, my God, I remember when I...
Right, you know, you can laugh at it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think some of the things that would upset me while I was in, and that would suck while I was in, now I look back at it, and I'm like, oh, that's not... I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things.
Yeah. Now, looking back where your life could have been versus it is... where it is now, are you happy with the path you took?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were some definite L's that I could have avoided.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of financial L's. And I wish I would have realized it at the time, but there's really no point in having regrets because, I mean, now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot about myself, relationships, how the world works.
Yeah.
I
mean, I think L's are kind of, I mean, a lot of years could be avoided by some things,
yeah.
but I think they're also inevitable. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to mess up.
Yeah. I mean, there were some costly ones financially, I guess. But kind of like the, you know, are you familiar? You should be. The Robert Frost poem. The chosen road.
Yeah.
Choosing, like, the path less traveled by, I guess. It's kind of what I did, in a sense. So, I mean, every L and mistake or learning opportunity led me here. And I don't know. Now I'm just so much more aware of what I want in life
mm-hmm.
that I don't regret anything. Which is good.
What would be your advice to those, like, in, like, a toxic relationship, like, after all your relationships and, like, that situation with your friendship?
What's your biggest advice? It's super hard. Like, it's easier to see from the outside in than it is, like, being in it.
You're completely, like, blind to
everything. Yeah, and, like, you know what's happening, but honestly, you don't care because you like them so much and you're... I don't know. I would just say... Don't get mad at people trying to help you, because, like, they're just trying to help you.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously you don't want to hear that someone's bad for you, but, like,
yeah,
sometimes you have to, like, talk to people and be told, like, super harsh stuff to get it, like... No.
I think about the month that he was on the loose and how many times that I pictured him showing up because we didn't know, and what I pictured myself doing to him, and I felt like, in fact, I even remember having a conversation with one of our friends and saying, I think something's wrong with me, because that's all I can think of is, you know, I just have this visualization in my mind of what I would do to him if I saw him, and you keep replaying that over and over in your mind, and I'm not a, you know, I'm not a violent person, but it just goes through your mind over and over again. And then when I actually see him, it's just like, it's almost like you put a wall up between, because I don't know, it was just a weird, surreal experience, because I don't know, it's almost like a defense mechanism. If you focus on him, then you might do something stupid, or you might...
I mean, I've just been through a lot, I guess, and so now I'm still the same person, but I've just, like, kind of been, like, I used to let the guys be, like, I wanted to, like, do what, like, they wanted, and so I didn't want to just, like, do what I actually wanted.
Yeah.
And then so, like, when him and I were, like, done, and then I started, I don't know, I guess just, like, being my own person, that's when I started, like, going to shows and festivals and like all that stuff, and I was like, oh my god, I love it. And I was like, why did I not do this before? I guess I just kind of, like, let them, like, I didn't want to, like, not do what, like, they wanted. You're, and what, like, their parents,
people pleaser type
thing? Like, their parent, like, I didn't want their parents to be like, don't date her, like,
make a difference for him.
That's
I'm very, 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 I've said passionate a lot, but I'm very passionate about, like, addiction. Passionate about addiction and mental health is my biggest thing. They come hand in hand too. My mom's side has really struggled with it, especially, and that's when I kind of realized, like, Bud, when he passed away, I didn't even know, and it's opened my eyes so much more now that I think I can see it deeper in people that most people can't. I see signs that most people wouldn't see. The people, like, I see the person laughing in the room, and I think deeper than the smile.
But maybe I think, because, like, you saw or experienced firsthand someone so close to you.
I've made a... That's where my passion has come from for working out. And actually, so my life goal is what I want to do. So I'm a personal train. And then I want to be a substance abuse counselor. Like I told you, I want to put the two hand in hand is my overall goal in life. I want to show people that working out can help fight your addiction. I want to show people that working out can help fight your mental health. It does so much. If I don't work out, I know that I'm not going to feel like myself.
And
it's just about finding your thing.
Yeah, but, like, working out, I feel like I don't think everyone knows what it does for your mental health. People just think working out is physically, your body's physically healthy. People are always thinking about your body. Like, I know a lot of people, or some people think, you know, like, you go to a doctor when your arm breaks or you break a leg, but, like, a lot of people, if your mental health, they don't go see a doctor. Well, why do you go to a doctor for your physical health? Why it doesn't, people don't treat them equal. People are so caught up on your physical, but
which they do too, and sometimes people go, but, like,
yeah,
I mean, I know a lot of my family members, they've been on medication for being depressed,
yeah,
but what does that do? Yeah. You stop taking that, and are you just supposed to live the rest of your life taking that medication to be happy?
But maybe, and the medication doesn't, everyone's different, so the medication exactly. might not help every single person.
That's why I preach fitness for your mental health.
Yeah.
Not only your physical health. If you're feeling good on the outside, you are going to feel absolutely amazing on the inside. Best advice to my younger self would be, or to anybody younger than me going through the same type of stuff that I did, don't try to grow up too fast. Mm-hmm. Live in the moment. Live as if you are a 16-year-old if you're 16. If you're 17, be 17. Don't chase the boy. Also,
don't try to be anyone you're not.
So many people told me so many different things in high school of, like, be you. Live like a child. Don't go and do these things for somebody else. Just do things for yourself.
Mm-hmm. With all this traveling you've done and you're going to travel, like, from now, you say you're a firm believer that traveling is the best way to learn. What has been the biggest lesson you've learned through traveling?
I think the first one that pops into my mind is just trusting people, but then also learning who not to trust.
Yeah.
And so I think just having all those experiences, the good and the bad, have just really taught me, like, for example, like, trusting that, like, this guy who's coming to visit me isn't a psychopath. Like,
I don't know how you did
that. Was kind of scary, you know, but just, like, trusting your instincts.
What are three wishes you have for your future self?
Ooh, I just want to be happy, and I want the people around me to be happy, I guess, and I don't know. Like, I don't even wish for money. I just wish to be happy. That's why I quit my job.
Like, yeah, happiness, or money doesn't, like, make money can buy you happy.
Yeah, like, money can buy you things and make you happy, but, like, nothing's gonna make you happy like making someone else happy. Like,
yeah,
like, I don't know, like, I guess that is just, I just want to have fun and I just want to be happy.
I think that's the most important, and, like, being healthy.
yeah and I want, like, my family around me to be, and my friends to be healthy and happy and successful and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I want to be happy, which is kind of broad because a lot of things would make me happy. But ever since moving back and getting disengaged, I think that's the main thing. Like, if I'm happy in life, if things are going well and I'm happy, then...
Yeah, because I think you felt like that low point.
Yeah.
That heartbreak. So I think you know what that feels like. And if, as long as you never, like, feel that, then you're...
Something must be going well.
Content.
Yeah. So happiness, I want all my family to be healthy.
Retweet.
Big retweet. And then I would say grad school.
I hope that, I think one of my biggest is to just find a community where I go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, because I feel like wherever you move to, you're going to feel super lonely for, like, 2 weeks to a month, just because you're meeting people and you don't have that, like, friend to just call and be like, or just, like, literally see face to face and just be like, hey, like, this stuff's going down in my life. So I hope to find, like, a community or just, like, some, like, good, like, really good quality friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we all want that. Like,
right. That's the scary thing about moving feeling somewhere.
And we're all doing it. Like, everyone, like, you graduate, like, you look for a job, and you go somewhere. So I hope, I hope I find community. I hope that I can, like, continue. I feel like just, like, growing close to, like, my family and, like, getting to know them. Like, there's always so much more you don't know about the people you love. Yeah. So I hope that I can continue doing that. And I wish that I find a job after my job, because it's only a year long. And they say that everything's going to shit now, so.
Oh, okay.
Loaded question.
Okay. Okay, we're talking realistic goals, or are we talking about, like...
Any goals you have.
Okay, so goals, I'll do, like, actual goals that I have for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or not the summer, this year. By the end of the year, I want to get up on stage at least 100 times. I have a comedy show that I'm doing, and I'm doing a comedy competition, actually. I got invited to this competition, and doing that, so I want to win that. That's my
second. How do you win?
It's weird, right? Because it's comedy. So it's like who how to say
like who can win.
It's based off it's based off
the audience. Oh, so you need like your audience
there. It's like it's based off the audience, and it's based off they have three unbiased judges. And then third goal, I don't know, just something with school, I guess. Making sure
just
that
make
I,
it through.
making sure I maintain my not a huge deal. I had like a 3.92 GPA, you know. And so I want to make sure I remain above 3.75 is like that's Dean's like list. And graduating. Yeah.
You can think about it.
I want my family to just always be happy and successful, and I just want us to, as a family, to be able to spend as much time together as possible. And I want, I just want mostly related to family, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Healthy and happy. That's all that matters.
Just want my family healthy, happy. And I wouldn't even say that I want them successful. I just want their mental health. I want them to live a long life and be alive. I guess there is my one goal for them. Secondly, I just want to be, I want to be happy in life. I want to be a better parent than I ever had. I want to be a good mom. I'm ready to like, it sounds like really weird too, because I tell everybody like, I want to go back to school, but at the same time, like, I'm ready to grow up too. I'm ready just to have something that I didn't have in life.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Toast to Riles. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to your preferred podcast platform to be notified when a new episode is live. If you enjoy this podcast and want to become a supporter to help sustain future episodes, go to anchor.fm/A Toast to Riles and click support this podcast. For more information, behind the scenes, and bloopers, follow @podcastwithlibby on Instagram. I'll see you next Tuesday.